From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. The State House spent most of the day Thursday debating a long list of tax increases and reductions to tax breaks. Lawmakers are trying to figure out how to get or keep more money in the Treasury to help out higher education and health care in next year's budget. But that's got higher ed and health care pitted against industry. Sherry McConnell is a consultant now and ran the tax incentives program for the entertainment industry for years within the Louisiana Economic Development Department. So she's been watching some pieces of this puzzle very closely. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Amy.
You predicted that the debate over the film tax credit would not be whether or not to cap it, but at what level. And it turns out you were right. Why did you think that there would be little debate over whether or not to cap that film tax credit?
Well, there's a fiscal crisis in the state, number one. So we have to rein that in. It's growing exponentially. And it's questionable about the return on the investment for the state. I mean, not only are we not getting enough revenues to offset the tax credit, but even the economic impact is diminishing over the course of the program. So the state needed to look at this and start thinking about how better to invest those dollars. And of course, they needed some predictability with regard to budgeting.
So what was initially brought to the floor on Thursday by Representative Joel Robideau was a cap at $226 million, which was the level that the tax credits were at for the current year that we're in. And then there were amendments offered to put that cap at $150 million or $200 million. And ultimately, the House went right down the middle and ended up approving that $200 million cap. Is having that cap there going to scare away the next Avatar from being filmed in Louisiana?
I don't think so. I think having a low cap is problematic for many reasons, but you have to understand, too, that it's a rolling cap. So if somebody applies to the program and on the allocated amount of credits have already been certified for that year, they're simply in line for the next year. And those big projects like Avatar or Green Lanterns and so forth, they can afford to wait for the credit. My concern is that, you know, those smaller films, those independent films where we really get the most bang for our buck, are not going to be able to wait for their credit.
One of the things that happened during the floor debate on these caps was Representative Lance Harris argued in favor of the lowest proposal, the $150 million cap. He also described the industry as a, quote, industry on wheels, that basically whenever another state comes up with a better set of incentives, that the producers of these film and television productions will just pick up and leave and roll their Hollywood trucks down the road. Is he right on that piece? Is there something about reforming the structure of these film tax incentives that make it so that they are more geared towards the productions that really are homegrown?
I think he is right about that. And, you know, one of the fundamental problems with the film incentive program and many transferable tax credits is you're giving tax credits to people who don't pay taxes. And there's no incentive for them to come and be taxpayers because they can make their movies and just go back to LA where they do pay taxes. So we think this legislation actually incentivizes not only our local filmmakers to be able to make their own projects here and attract investment for those projects, but also attract businesses to move here and be ultimately Louisiana taxpayers.
You're pointing to some provisions in this legislation that don't just cap the amount of money that the state's going to commit to paying out in a given year for these tax credits, but also prioritizes certain types of projects based on where the people who are involved in them are paying income taxes.
Right. You'll find that the legislation actually focuses on who owns the copyright. So if a Louisiana resident or a Louisiana company owns a copyright, therefore a screenplay, any investor from anywhere in the world can come into the state, produce that movie, and they get an enhanced tax credit of an additional 15%. So it is attracting outside investment into Louisiana and for our own filmmakers who are creating their own movies and have their own intellectual property. I will say, too, that it provides an enhanced credit for our own musicians who want to see their music placed in these movies.
So that might create more Beasts of the Southern Wild or Kermit Ruffins.
Exactly.
Once this piece of legislation passed by a significant, very significant margin in the House, were you dashing down to the Senate side of the Capitol?
No, I left and kind of smiled for a little while. Of course, it was the weekend or the beginning of the weekend for the legislature, so there wasn't much to do on the Senate side at that point. But there's still some work to do on this bill. Part of the criticism by the legislators has been that, you know, most of the filming goes on in New Orleans. Almost 70% of it does, and the balance of it between Baton Rouge and Shreveport. So those rural legislators are seeing very, very little impact from the tax credit.
Is there any fear that, you know, that this is an incentive that doesn't serve enough of Louisiana, and therefore lawmakers will get so frustrated and they just say, why bother even capping it at $200 million? Let's just get rid of it?
Yeah, I think that's always a fear.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be really important for us to show its value and to make sure that there is value.
Sherry McConnell is a consultant in the entertainment industry and an advocate for independent film in Louisiana. Sherry, thanks so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for your interest.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.